coming at you on a Wednesday here, February 18th. We got snow, a little bit of freezing rain. We are still at 33 degrees. Talking about doing great things for the community, we've got a lot of people in the Twin Towns that do that. One in particular, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Scott Nicholson in for his monthly chat. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you.
We're a day like today, I'm looking out the window and going, we're going to talk picnics?
What you need to do is you need to transport yourself to Arizona.
Okay, just in your mind, go
in
there.
In your mind, yeah. Just close your eyes and just think cactuses and palm trees and roadrunners.
This is one of the greatest events I think you do. It's creative and it just sounds like fun. And tell us a little bit about this picnic.
Yeah. So what we're looking forward to, you know, next on the calendar. From the parent organization, it's from North Dakota Community Foundation, more so than Richland Wilkin, but North Dakota Community Foundation in 2018, we took over the responsibility of hosting what's called the North Dakota Picnic in Arizona. Now, the event in totality has been going for 58 years. You know, I think the first one, they think it started with a legit potluck. You know, a couple of families brought some food to share and, crammed around one picnic table.
But, and looky here.
And looky now, we're expecting about 2,500 people.
Wow.
We have in the neighborhood of 60 plus vendors that help, you know, that show up and kind of help put on the event. There's a number of musical acts. There's a gentleman that does our MC is the Teddy Roosevelt Reprisal, I think is how you say that. He is Teddy Roosevelt.
He embodies that. Yeah.
Well, he is the 2025 version, 2026 version of Teddy Roosevelt. I met him last year. He was both at our volunteer brunch the day before and at the picnic, and he is just a bully individual.
He plays the part well. Is that what you're saying?
He doesn't need to play the part. It's his natural
just
persona.
Him.
It's who he is. Physically, he's got all the features, and he's been working on this long enough where he's, you know, he's got it down.
Does he carry a big stick?
not in public. I wonder, you know, behind the scenes. He's a big enough persona. I don't know that he has to carry a big stick, but great individual, really fun, really kind of helps keep the event going. We've got everything from a car show, food truck vendors, music, entertainment, and then of course the vendors that I mentioned there. I mean, there'll be the Lefse Gal usually sells out early. So if you're in Mesa and you're coming to the picnic and you plan on getting Lefse, show up early. We've had folks come to us, you know, after the fact and be like, oh, you guys need to sell more less. It's like, well, okay, that's not us.
Yeah,
it's our vendor, but she can't keep it. She can't hold on to this stuff. It disappears that quickly. There's just so many people there that love it.
You can't beat good Lefse.
And she's got it. So we're looking forward to it. It's Sunday, March 1st. It's at the Red Mountain Park in Mesa, Arizona. So for all the snowbird listeners that are tuning in,
and we have a lot.
I know you do. Yeah. I hope they're listening now because I would love to see them on Sunday, March 1st at the Red Mountain Park in Mesa, Arizona. It's a great chance to reconnect with people. In fact, I see a lot of groups that use this as a little kind of miniature reunion, you know.
That's a great idea.
Well, because if you think about it, we have a lot of snowbirds, right? And they're all kind of in that area, but they're not necessarily in the same town or neighborhood, right? So what they'll do, they'll know this is going on. They'll call their friend group and they'll get a dozen people and some of them even like get t-shirts and stuff and they come to this thing and they meet and they reconnect and they're talking about, you know, their roots and where they came from. And that's probably the enjoyment that I get out of it the most is I like to watch the map fill up with the little stars of where everybody's from.
Yeah.
You know, and the amazing part is there is not a corner of North Dakota that doesn't have representation. You think, oh, geez, we got, you know, you got 150 people in this small town. There's going to be a star on that one. Now, there might be 150 stars on Fargo or Bismarck or Grand Forks like that, but every corner.
Everything's represented.
Every corner of the state is represented, and it's just, it's really fun to hear the stories of people and, you know, what their connection to North Dakota is and what, you know, what they're doing now and whether or not, you know, some of them still go back and forth. Some of them have permanently transplanted themselves to Arizona, and that's great, but it's just really fun to hear the stories and see the connections kind of building from there. It's
on wonderful. March 1st.
Sunday, March 1st.
Okay.
It's always the first Sunday in March. So if you're, you know, if you're in that area and you can't make it this year, mark your calendar for next year and the next and the next. It's always the first Sunday in March.
And just show up for that, man. What a great meet and greet.
Yeah,
you know,
show
just
up.
For everybody getting together.
We have a registration table. We kind of do it. We organize it by county. And that kind of helps people because the most common question we get is, well, how do I know who's here? How do I connect with some of these people? And it's, we kind of think that if you by registering by county, you can kind of look at that list and say, oh, okay, I see Carol's here. I'm gonna reach out to Carol to see if I can connect with her. Or something.
Carol's over there eating lefse.
Yeah, probably if she got there early. Yeah, but you know, but once you get registered, you're free to walk around and just, you know, take in the sights and the sounds and the smells and all the experiences. It's wonderful.
Just like being back home.
Yeah. If you want more information, the North Dakota Picnic in Arizona has its own Facebook page, so you could look for that on Facebook. And then our website, ndcf.net, has some picnic information. So ndcf.net/picnic, I think, is how you would get to that.
And so. You snowbirds listening, okay, you got the heads up now. So,
yep, you've been told by Bill.
You've been informed.
Yep, you've been told to go.
What else you got?
Well, I got one other kind of big piece of news that I want to talk about. The Breckenridge School District released some information on Monday, the 16th. There has been in place since 2009 a scholarship fund called the Burton Lewis Gewalt Meritorious Fund.
Okay.
That fund was initiated in 2008 by Burton. He put it in place to be a scholarship for graduates of Breckenridge High School. And in 2025, we received the final contribution from the final settlement of his estate. Unfortunately, Patty passed away late 2024, triggering the full settlement. But the good news for Breckenridge School District is the contribution that came in was huge.
Significant,
very significant. And it's going to positively impact the graduates from Breckenridge High School in a tremendous way. We're already seeing that impact start to trickle in for the 2026 graduates. There is a significantly higher available balance already this year for those students. And the way the math works with our endowed funds, which this is, and how we determine how much of a spendable balance you get, that number is going to continue to increase for the next handful of years, and it'll plateau at some point. But
how nice is that?
It's going to be what I call transformative. The advisory committee that is in charge of selecting the students is already starting to adapt to these new variables. They've revamped the application for this year. They're leaning into Burton's desire for this to be a meritorious fund.
Okay.
He was a very structured individual. There's a fun story that came up about don't show up during dinner. Because he won't answer. He won't answer. He wouldn't answer.
Good man.
He
would call after my own heart.
Yep.
Yeah.
He would call you to his house. Hey, Jamie, I need your help fixing, you know, the back door. It's misaligned. It's not lining up. And Jamie shows up during supper time.
Forget it.
And Burton doesn't come to the door. You know, a very structured guy.
Yeah.
And he left this scholarship as a legacy, and in the documents he mentions that the funds should be paid to students with a strong character, strong moral and spiritual foundation. They should achieve academic success, of course, but they should also be active in extracurriculars, active in their community, or even work if work is what they need to do.
Yeah.
So the advisory committee is leaning into that a little bit. They've revamped the application for this year, and they're already pondering what to do with this, with the large forecasted balances that we're going to be seeing coming up in 27, 28.
What a great problem to have,
Yeah, it's kind of like Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility.
This is true, yeah.
You know, and I remember in the first meeting I had with the district to talk about this wonderful news, you could kind of see in some of them, some of the excitement start to build, like, oh, man, this is going to be really nice for our community.
However.
But then you could also kind of see some of the weight start to settle on their shoulders, like, ooh, we're going to really have to administer this properly because, you know, this is going to get a lot of attention. So if you're a family in the Breckenridge School District and you've got, you know, kids in high school now, I'd be having a good conversation with my sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and be really encouraging them to, you know, to apply yourself, get the application. But, you know, you're going to want to be one of these meritorious students because you're going to want to be selected by the committee. And
good,
and,
it's a great incentive.
Yes,
man.
Yes, yeah. I think what it's going to come down to in the future is that they will eventually open this up to not only the graduating seniors, but you will probably be able to apply for maybe 2-3 years into college as well.
Okay.
And so, you know, this could really take a huge chunk out of the cost of post-secondary education for some families.
That is exciting, Scott.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. The scholarship, like I said, it was Burton started talking about this in 2008, and the first payments came out in 2010. So in those 15 years, they've awarded 157 scholarships.
Yeah.
To the tune of about $144,000.
Wow.
Well, by 29, we're projecting that they'll have more than that each year. So, yeah.
Good problem to have.
It's going
to
be a real good problem to have. We got a great group assembled as the advisory committee. Some of the names, you know, hand-selected by Burton himself.
Yeah.
And so that group, they're meeting to help us, you know, to help tell us as a foundation who we're going to award those scholarship grants to.
Good, exciting stuff.
It's very exciting.
A lot of exciting stuff.
Very exciting stuff. Yep.
Well, I love this chat, and you have a great time in Arizona.
Yeah, I'm wheels up next Thursday.
So. All right. And I'm looking forward to an update on
In March, I'll give you an update on the picnic. We'll talk a little bit about our spring grant round coming up in April, and then look ahead to some of the other activities we have plan for 26.
Scott Nicholson, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Always great to talk with you, Scott.
Thank you, sir.
Missed
Appreciate
any part of this conversation, it'll be up on our website and podcasts early this afternoon, 9:26 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Getting you on the pontoon. Anything to make you feel like summer. That's my goal today. Hey, good morning. Dablo here on the morning show. A lot of stuff going on around the area here off the community calendar. Do not forget 21st Annual Neil Heitkamp Fishing Derby. That'll be held this Saturday, Heitkamp Pond here in Wompton. Registration at noon, and of course the derby from 1 until 3. And this is for youth up to 18 years old. Going to be a great day as always. Free hot dogs, cookies, and hot chocolate. Pre-drilled holes and bait going to be furnished, but if you can bring your own equipment and fishing gear, that would be great. Otherwise, they do have stuff there they'll supply you with. Trophies for perch, sunfish, crappie, and walleye. Again, Neil Heitkamp, Youth Fishing Derby this Saturday out at Heitkamp Pond. And again, registration's at noon.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Oh, man, I'm running low on gas. Wait, do you know where I can get some 91 premium no ethanol gas?
Yeah. Wahpeton Senex carries a wide variety of gas and diesel.
Let's go. We can fill our tanks and fill our bellies at Bill's 210 Cafe.
Sounds like a plan.